Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:30 British Summer Time. Today is October 21st. Let me apologize if there's any degradation in the quality of the audio, but I've had some hardware problems and I've attempted to jury-rig a solution which isn't really ideal. I will certainly have this fixed by the next time I have to record the audio. But this has been a really quite an important day in stock markets and indeed in commodity markets. We could potentially be towards a tipping point for stock markets. The Dow Jones and the S&P both formed key day reversals in here today, capping the short-term advances at the least, putting a warning shot across the bows for larger cap stock markets. Now, that's a short-term move. This wasn't really a dynamic fashion, and we had those key reversals on the the FTSE 100 and the DAX in the last few days, and we had that big downward dynamic on Brazil yesterday. And incidentally, the Brazilian market, which had been up well over 1,000 points earlier on, gave up almost the entire advance into the close, following Wall Street lower. So while it had looked like it was going to countermand that downward dynamic yesterday almost entirely, it has actually finished the day relatively unchanged, and that does suggest that that market has also been capped in at least the short term. Over the somewhat longer term, we've seen that stock markets have had a particularly good run of it through the end of September and into most of October. And this has been a remarkably consistent and persistent move on the upside. Over the medium term, in the six-month uptrend since March, the progressions of higher reaction lows would need to be broken on a sustained basis to suggest that we are into more of a reversionary type environment where markets would revert back towards their 200-day moving averages. And a large number of markets are relatively overextended when compared to those means, and that would suggest that the advances are relatively mature, and particularly some of those better performing markets such as Indonesia or Brazil are considerably overextended relative to those 200-day moving averages. So there is potential that we are into more of a reversionary type process, but the progressions of higher reaction lows would need to be taken out. And while today's move was a key reversal on the S&P and the Dow, and we had those small moves on the FTSE and the DAX last week, it's not dynamic. It's not the kind of thing that is going to make someone sit up and pay attention. It's probably capped the advance in the short term, but as long as we don't have strong downward dynamics against some of these larger cap stock markets, there isn't anything to shake some of the long investors out of their positions. And it is also important that today the dollar was really quite weak against the euro. It deteriorated to 150 and change. Against the pound, it was considerably weaker. That's due to the Monetary Policy Committee voting 9-0 to keep their asset purchase program unchanged, and the dollar was over 2 cents weaker against the pound. But with this weak dollar, that's not pressuring any of the leverage trades that have been put on over the last few months, and the weak dollar has also contributed to strengthen the commodity complex. We continually see that some of the industrial metals have been among the leaders, both in terms of absolute performance and in terms of their timing. Copper broke upwards today. It's the first time it's been over $3 in a year. Nickel was $890 firmer. Zinc broke upwards to new high ground. Aluminium and lead were all firming within their ranges, and tin remains in that first step above the base. So oil broke above the $80 level. It reached 82 at one point and finished the day just below 81. Cocoa was also considerably firmer, breaking upwards to a new recovery high. I think it's a new a 10 or 15 year high in here today. And the weaker dollar is certainly helping or contributing to the strength in the commodity complex, but there are fundamental drivers here as well. We have in the copper market, for example, that BHP Olympic Dam force majeure, which is cutting supply from that particular mine, and stoppages, labor relations, they are all threats to the supply story, and demand continues to recover with the global economy, and these industrial metals are leveraged to global growth. And with this dollar being so remarkably consistent on the downside, and no evidence of upward dynamics in favor of the dollar, particularly against the euro or the pound, then, or indeed the yen remains around this 90 yen level. It's closer to 91 today, and we don't have any evidence that the dollar has topped out against the Australian dollar or the New Zealand dollar. The Canadian dollar is somewhat weaker against the greenback over the last couple of days. But by and large, the US dollar has been remarkably consistent on the downside. And if we were to see upward dynamics in favor of the dollar that broke the short-term downtrends, that would likely suggest that some of the leverage traders have come under pressure somewhat. But there's no evidence of that just yet. And provided we see that these commodities can sustain their upward breaks, we can continue to give the upside the benefit of the doubt in the short term. Over the medium term, they would, just like stock markets, need to take out their progressions of higher reaction lows, which have been remarkably consistent over the last few months, to really question the bull market hypothesis at all. So we remain in a very bullish scenario for these commodities, and stock markets have likely hit a short-term peak at least. And in the absence of very strong downward dynamics, then we are probably into another one of these steps that have been so remarkably consistent. And if we do start to see the progression of higher reaction lows getting taken out in stock markets, the chances are that we'll be into a reversionary type environment. Now, what can we expect to see if that were to unfold? Well, the bearish case has been largely swept under the carpet over the last few months as increasing number of people come off the sidelines. They take on board the bull case scenario, and they're less likely to listen to the bear case. But if we move into a reversionary type environment, we can expect sentiment to deteriorate somewhat. But provided these markets find support above their 200-day moving averages, which have all turned upwards, we can continue to give the bull market hypothesis the benefit of the doubt. And if they do start to find support in the region of the 200-day moving averages or above them, then that's likely to be a better buying opportunity than we've been presented with over the last few months. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but wish all the best to all of you.